So yes, we've been looking at the names of God, and today we're going to look at Jehovah Shalom. So it's up there, yes, there we go. And it, of course it means the Lord is our peace. I think I'm going to put this up a bit, is that all right?
I need to get a bit.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, and then down a bit.
Bend it.
Is that better?
Bend it. That's it. Yeah, that's okay. I just can't see my words here.
Okay, well, do you want it further away from you?
I need to see my words. Yeah. That's okay. Just leave it. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Lovely. Thank you. So, the actual words Jehovah Shalom only actually appear in the Bible once, as far as I can see, and only in the King James Version. And it's found in Judges chapter 6. But we're going to look at that a bit later on. First of all, let's fast forward to the end of the book of Judges in 21:25, where it says, in those days Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit. Everyone did as they saw fit. The Israelites had turned away from God. They weren't following God. They were doing their own thing. Okay. So there was, as you can imagine, quite a lot of chaos. Does this sound familiar to what it's like today?
Yeah.
And chaos is the opposite of peace. Okay. And because everyone was doing their own thing, not following God. And there was no peace, and there will be no peace, in our homes, in the community, in relationships, in our workplace, in the world.
Yeah.
And yes, even in the church. If everyone does what is right in their own eyes, not seeking the guidance of the King, God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Yes? So then we come to Judges 6, chapter 1. Judges 6, verse 1. I think we've got this. Yeah. The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. So sin separates us from God. The Israelites needed to realize that sin is a problem. Not following God is a problem. Doing their own thing is a problem. They needed to follow God to have peace. Jehovah Shalom. God had brought the Israelites out of Egypt, set them free, but they had free will, like us, free will. And they were not choosing to follow God. When they kept their eyes on God, on the Lord, and obeyed his commands, and had faith in his promise, they found peace in his presence. Isaiah 26:3. Thank you, Phil. I think this is the next one, Phil. Isaiah 26, verse 3. No, we got that one. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Well, we haven't got it. I'll read it. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. They suffered battles. Yes, the Lord had saved them. But just because we are saved does not mean there will be no battles. There are battles without and within. And the battle within especially needs to be won. A person at war with themselves will be at war with everyone around them. And we must put the armor on and fight the battle against evil and know that God is on our side. Seek God. And God has won the battle.
Yes.
Amen? So we come to Judges 6, verse 6. Have we got that one? Yes. We read that Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. So at last, after 7 years doing their own thing, they at last realized that that wasn't working. And they cried out to the Lord. Now, did he give up on them? Did he say, well, you haven't done what I wanted you to do, I'm fed up with you, etc.? No. And fortunately, he doesn't do that with us. No. He is very patient and loving God. However, like a good parent, he did remind them that through a prophet, that it was him who had rescued them and saved them and set them free. And he did say to them, but you have not listened to me. So he did tell them where they were going wrong. Now here's an interesting quote. I don't know who wrote it, but I thought this was interesting. You only learn to trust God by trusting God. You only trust God when you have to. And God will see to it that you have to. Do you get that? It's good, isn't it? You only learn to trust God by trusting him. You only trust him when you have to. And God will see to it that you have to. I thought that was good. So, whoops. So, the Israelites had hit rock bottom, but God had a plan. They were humbled and brought low, and then they turned to God. So here's a lesson for us. Either we can humble ourselves before God, or God will humble us. Yeah. Yes? So we read the story in Judges 6 about God's plan, which involved a very ordinary man. About as humble as you can get. Yes, it's the story of Gideon. Now, I did a talk on Gideon a while back when we were looking at heroes of faith, talked about in Hebrews. What a great story this is, and we can learn so much from it. So there was Gideon hiding from the Midianites, trying to survive, a very ordinary man who had never fought any battles. And along comes an angel of the Lord. Now, Gideon didn't know it was an angel of the Lord. But this angel tells him he is a valiant warrior. Wow. He wouldn't call himself that. And of course he questioned it, but he needed to believe God. God knew more about, more than he did about what he was capable of. And it's sometimes the same way with us, isn't it? It isn't what you think or what others think, it is what God thinks. Amen. And God can change us and our situation. It's not my way, but God's way. And God did not see Gideon for what he was, but who he could become. But of course, Gideon doubted God, and he questioned God. How many times do we do that? Not me, Lord. He felt very ill-equipped. But God assured him, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive. And in verse 22 to 24, this is in the King James Version, please, Phil, we read that Gideon realizes he had been speaking with an angel of the Lord, and he cries out. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be with unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. And unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. So there we go. That's the where it's mentioned in the Bible, where it's about Jehovah Shalom. So here in the King James Version, we get the name of God, Jehovah Shalom. And Gideon built an altar as a tribute, a reminder of the Lord's provision and his amazing promise of peace. So Gideon had had a personal encounter with God. God met him right where he was, giving him a sense of peace and purpose by his promised presence. How important it is for us to seek his presence and feel his comfort and peace. Now, because Gideon was filled with God's peace, Jehovah Shalom, he was able to have the confidence now, after all the questioning, to tear down the idols that the Israelites were worshipping. He was going against the wrong things that everybody else was doing. And he also had the confidence to lead the army against the Midianites, even though God told him to reduce the army so that it was much smaller than the enemy's army, but he still had now had this confidence to do what God was telling him to do. In an impossible situation, he felt that God was there with him and he could do this. Jehovah Shalom gave him the faith. He had considered himself the weakest person in the whole of Israel. But Jehovah Shalom had given him the confidence, the boldness to overcome what seemed an impossible situation. He was able to act, to step forward, to be courageous. And the Midianites were defeated. So we've got many things to learn from this story of Gideon. And I could go on for a long time, which I know you don't want me to. So, So there's just three things that I sort of picked out to particularly note. So I think we've got those three things, have we, Phil? Jehovah Shalom will give us courage not to follow the crowd, to stand up to others and be set apart. Now, I'll just briefly mention, you know, as quick as I can. On Thursday night, when we were praying at Duncan and Pat's, we were praying about Ukraine. And that day, on the news, there had been a report about this Russian soldier who had stood up and said that he didn't want to fight anymore, and he'd actually managed to escape, and he was being interviewed by the British TV, and he said how what awful things were going on in Ukraine. People were being tortured and all sorts, and he said that he wanted to apologise. He said how sorry he felt, and he wanted to apologise. He wanted to be forgiven by the Ukrainians. And that really touched me, and I thought, here is a man today doing just what Gideon did. He's standing up for what he believed. He's being very brave, and he's setting himself apart. So, you know, that I just thought I'd say that. But you might want to discuss this more in home groups, you know, because there's a lot to say, really. So the second one is Jehovah Shalom will give us courage to trust in impossible situations. Mm, yeah. Oh, there we go. It seems like an impossible situation, what's going on in Ukraine. But, you know, if enough people stand up against, you know, the Russian army, if they stand up against what's happening, and if they've got God on their side, which I'm sure they have, mm-hmm. You know, that war can stop and there will be peace. And there will be peace, and not only peace on the outside, but peace on the inside for that man who must feel really dreadful. And I just pray that he will feel God's peace now that he's you know, away from all that. And he's done the right thing. He's done the right thing. So, and number three, Jehovah Shalom says we need to follow his will and act and be bold, step out and be obedient. Yes. So those three things are the things that I've picked out, but I'm sure you will, you know, find more. So Jehovah Shalom will calm our hearts and minds. We will have peace to move forward, to grow more and more like God, to be the people he wants us to be. So you can read the whole story of Gideon in Judges, but it's three chapters long, chapter 6, 7, and 8, and I'm not going to read all those today, you'll be pleased to know. But you might want to read those yourself, and because there's a lot more to that story. I've only just briefly picked out the bits. But at the end, if we fast forward to the very end of chapter 8, and it says that there was peace for 40 years for the rest of Gideon's life, and he died at a good old age. Happy ending to the story. So there was peace in the land, but also peace within Gideon as he walked with the Lord for the rest of his life. So there we go. So Shalom in the Holy Land is, and indeed by Jews, is both a greeting and a blessing. And Shalom is not the absence of conflict, because Israel is in a war, is a war zone. No, it means calm, peace, harmony, whole, complete, and inner peace. And Jehovah Shalom gives this, and this is the key to it, when we follow him. Peace on the inside when there is chaos around us. We can have peace in this troubled world despite what I call the four D's: disharmony, discord, disagreement, disputing, right? That's all going on around us. But we can be set apart to have the peace which only God gives. Peace in spite of questions, doubts, fears, feelings, emotions. Gideon had all of these. People can't bring peace. Money can't bring peace. Government can't bring peace. Only God can bring peace. So much of life is out of control, but we can overcome when Jesus is our peace. Remember, with God, all things are possible. So, together, we can make some beautiful harmony in a world of disharmony and discord. I read this lovely picture the other day. Now, just picture this. There's an orchestra, and at the beginning, all the instruments are tuning up, right, individually, and doing their own thing, right? And there is discord. But then in comes the leader or the conductor, and he arrives, and there is silence, right? And then he leads them, he conducts them, and they together make beautiful music. Harmony. They're all on the same page. So that's a wonderful picture of how our world should be, and will be one day when Jesus returns.
Amen.
Hooray, hallelujah. But we live in a fallen world at the moment before Jesus comes, and we have the four D's. We have the disharmony, discord, disagreement, disputing. But as Linda told us when we talked about Yahweh M. Kadesh, the Lord wants us to be different. We are to be holy and set apart for God in the world, but not of it. Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." Now, we are called to be peacemakers, not in our own strength, but with the help of the Holy Spirit. I'm sure we've all had experience of this, trying to be peacemakers. I know I have. And the Lord even says, love your enemies. But it's not in my strength, but in God's, that we aim to be peacemakers. And in John 13:34, Phil, can I have that one? Jesus says, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." Yeah? Now, he doesn't say, well, you can do this if you want to. It's a command. It's a command, right? You must love one another. You must love one another. And I think that's a key to a lot of the way we live our lives. So Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. So the power of Jehovah Shalom and the peace he offers are very much present and available to his children and his church today. Just over 2,000 years ago, Isaiah prophesied about the coming of Jesus. I think we've got that one. Isaiah 9:6, and it's very familiar because we've just had it at Christmas time. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Yeah? Prince of Peace. And during his ministry, the Lord Jesus brought life to the dead, healing to the diseased, liberty to the captive, and peace to the brokenhearted. Yeah. And shortly before making peace through his blood shed on the cross that we read in Colossians 20, he spoke to his disciples, saying in John 14:27, Phil, I think we've got this one. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And after the resurrection, Jesus' first words to his fearful followers were a repetition. Peace be with you. And then he repeated it. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. Jesus knew we would face battles, challenges, and dangers. But he doesn't want us to be in fear. Peace is the opposite of fear. And in John 16:33, I think we've got this one. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Such encouraging words for the disciples, but also encouraging words for us. And there are many encouraging words in the Bible for those going through difficult times and suffering anxiety and fear. And we all have our favourites, I'm sure. As you probably know, one of my favourites is Psalm 23. And again, I've done a couple of talks, I think, on this. And I love the... what's it called? Stuart Townend version. I sing it, you know, and where you sing, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. And sometimes in the night I'm singing that. Mm-hmm. And when I was going through a lot of trouble 40 odd years ago, the Lord gave me this is another favourite verse of mine, Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now you can call that peace if you like. Rest, peace. So, you know, so you'll all have your favourite ones, but when you're feeling anxiety, when you're feeling fearful, go into that memory bank, get those verses out, say them out loud to the Lord, and the devil will flee. Amen. He hates that. And he also hates worship songs. Mm-hmm. So sing worship songs. And and ask Alexa.
Yeah.
Alexa's good. Yeah. Did you know she's a Christian? Did you know that? I had a word with her the other day. And she's actually born again, you know. So Alexa, she'll play you songs, she'll get someone to read you Bible passages, and I have it on all day with Premier Christian Radio, and it's just so wonderful, you know. Be careful what you watch, you know, on television. There's an awful lot of stuff there that... Be careful what goes in to your mind, because it can disturb your peace.
Yeah.
Really can. Be careful what you watch, what you listen to. Refuse to listen to stuff that's going to disturb your peace. You know, you've got to do your bit. You know, you've got to be careful what you do. So God is always true to his promises, always faithful to provide an abundance of peace. Now this is the key. To all who call upon his name and choose to be in his presence, choose to rely on him. Okay? Now, it's another famous, favourite passage of mine is in Galatians 5, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. If we call on the Holy Spirit, we can have the fruit of the Spirit. Moreover, we can show this fruit of the Spirit to others. We can show them peace, and others can see Jehovah Shalom in us. Amen?
Amen.
We cannot control the uncertainties and circumstances of life, but in the presence of Jehovah Shalom, we can find hope, joy, strength, peace to face each day. Now I'm going to finish on again two scriptures. The first one is Philippians 4:6-7. We got that? Yeah. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Oh, that's Philippians 4:7. Philippians 4:6-7. I'll just read what I've got here. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Yeah. And then the next one is Paul's final greetings to the Thessalonians. All right, 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. Thank you. So we're going to finish with a song, My Peace. And then after that, I'm going to ask, I would like you to do something, but I'll tell you about that after we've done the song. So don't disappear after the song, right? Okay.